Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 17. Beginning in verse 20, we find the young shepherd, David, arriving at the Israelite army's encampment to deliver supplies to his brothers from their father. The Philistine army and a giant of a soldier named Goliath were taunting the Israelites. Verse 24. When all the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him and were very fearful. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who is coming up? Surely he is coming up to defy Israel, and it will be that the king will make the man who kills him wealthy with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel." Then David said to the men who were standing by him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and rids Israel of the disgrace? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he has dared to defy the armies of the living God?" The people answered him in agreement with this statement, saying, "This is what will be done for the man who kills him." When the words that David spoke were heard, they informed King Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "May no one's heart fail on account of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine." But Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight him, for you are only a youth, while he has been a warrior since his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant was tending his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a sheep from the flock, I went out after it and attacked it and rescued the sheep from its mouth. And when it rose up against me, I grabbed it by its mane and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God." And David said, "The Lord, who saved me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will save me from the hand of the Philistine." So Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Then David took his staff in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag which he had, that is, in his shepherd's pouch, and his sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine.
Goliath was a daunting enemy of Israel, and a strong incentive was offered to anyone who could kill the giant: money, exemption from taxes, and marriage to King Saul's daughter. Though these rewards would intrigue any young man, David was not foolhardy. The young shepherd had a different motivation for standing against Goliath. He wanted to serve the Lord. And so David called out, "For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he has dared to defy the armies of the living God?" To him, a challenge to God's chosen nation of Israel was the same as defying the Lord himself. David was prepared to defend Yahweh's holy name and his people, even against this formidable warrior. It's possible for those of us who are believers to seek victory with wrong motives. In fact, many reasons that sound good are actually selfish. For example, "I'm tired of being in this mess," or, "Lord, I can't run away, so you'll have to remove this problem," or even, "If I had more money, then I'd give a tithe to my church." However, the right motive is a desire to follow, serve, and honor God. Life's Goliaths happen to us all, and our response to them will either impede or strengthen our walk with the Lord. As he did with David, God will give victory to those who stand strong in his name.